back to the All Football Cast. I am Lita McLeod, and of course, I've got the two best guys to talk football with us here today.
I'm the Fox.
I'm Mac Daddy.
And we got a special guest. We have Ben with us. Ben, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
No problem. So how excited are you for football to finally be starting with training camp kicking off today?
I'm very excited. The summer months are a little tough for me because I'm a hockey fan. I'm a football fan. So this is kind of my dry sports period during the summertime. So I'm very excited for football to come back.
I know I am too. It's going to be absolutely incredible. So we got to start off with the obvious here. You are a Lions fan. And you've had a lot of changes going on with your team. So first and foremost, how do you see the Lions going with all the changes that have happened with drafting, Penei Sewell and with the change at quarterback with Jared Goff?
I mean, that's obviously the biggest one. I've always been a big Matthew Stafford fan. So sad to see him go, but wish him all the best with the Rams. And it's been interesting with Goff. A lot of people, I think, are writing him off a little bit, and I don't think really remember that he's still a young guy. He's still in his prime, and he's still an NFL caliber quarterback. So it's definitely a rebuild in Detroit. There's no two ways about that. Also have a new head coach in former player Dan Campbell, who I'm very excited with because he just brings a whole lot of intensity, a whole lot of personality. And I think it's going to be interesting to see over the next couple seasons if he is the answer to just what has been a very mundane couple of seasons for the Lions. You mentioned the drafting of Sewell. That, I think, is going to be the brightest spot for the Lions, as they have a heck of an offensive line. And you partner that up with DeAndre Swift, who hopefully takes a step forward. Picked up Jamal Williams from the Green Bay Packers. I think the Lions have a pretty solid backfield and should at least be able to dictate, that control of play and that old school smash mouth, run the ball down your throat type of offense.
So when it comes to the quarterback situation, you mentioned you are a huge Matt Stafford fan, and Jared Goff did come in. What are your expectations for Jared Goff compared to the last few years or last X number of years with Matthew Stafford at the helm?
But I think that goes with again, this offensive line and your backfield. Is you're looking at Goff to be a game manager, whereas Stafford obviously is a gunslinger. And another thing that points to that is I would say probably where the offensive line is the brightest spot, probably the darkest spot for the Lions is the receiving core. You lost Kenny Golladay. You lost Marvin Jones. Arguably right now, their number one wide receiver is Tyrell Williams, which does not strike a whole lot of fear, I think, into a lot of defenses. So I think you're looking at Goff to be able to move the ball, but move the ball with a lot less yardage than you would expect out of Stafford. And I think this is, fingers crossed, I think this is the season you really see TJ Hawkinson, their tight end, really emerge as one of the elite tight ends in the league, because he's going to be their best receiving option.
There's a lot of negativity around the Detroit Lions just historically, but what are some of your favorite memories from being a fan of the team?
I think the biggest one that comes to mind is the game where Stafford, I think he separated his shoulder, but stayed on the field, was able to drive the ball downfield, and then had the fake spike and ended up throwing it into the end zone for a win. I mean, as much as you talk about the Lions losing and heartbreak and dejection, Stafford has a lot of fourth quarter comebacks. So I think that's one that definitely steps out. And then the whole reason I started cheering for the Lions was because of Calvin Johnson, Megatron, who's just a human highlight reel. So I think there's the game against the Cowboys where he caught a touchdown in triple coverage. There's the game against the Bengals where he caught a touchdown in triple coverage. I mean, the guy was just so much fun to watch, a consummate professional. And that one's bittersweet because, unfortunately, things really soured between him and the organization towards the end of his career.
Yeah, that was really unfortunate with what happened.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen it with the Lions, with both him and with Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
You know, generational talents that just could not find the success with the team, and towards the end things really soured. Now Sanders has repaired his relationship with the organization, so I'm hoping down the road that Calvin Johnson can do the same.
That would definitely be great for you guys. But I gotta ask, since we touched on the heartbreak that a lot of Lions fans have experienced over the years, with those highs as well, I just gotta ask, with Rodgers now officially turning up to training camp, how do you feel that that's going to impact the Lions both short and long term, considering it looks like he's only going to be there for about a year? But you guys also have Justin Fields with the Chicago Bears, who has quite the chip on his shoulder. So I'm just wondering how you think the Lions are going to respond to all of this.
Yeah, I mean, as long as Rodgers is in that division, the NFC NFC North is his to lose, right? So I think him coming back is obviously great for the Green Bay Packers and sucks for everyone else. And as you mentioned, it sounds like he's coming back for 1 year, and then who knows after that. So once he's out of the division, I think the division's wide open for the taking. I'm very interested to see how Fields does. As you said, bit of a chip on his shoulder. My younger brother is a diehard Bears fan and is also a diehard Buckeyes fans. So for them to draft Fields, he's very, very happy. So we'll get that sibling rivalry really going this season, I think. But they're an interesting team. I mean, you talked about a very stout defense. They've got playmakers on offense. I think Allen Robinson is a very underappreciated wide receiver for what he is able to do. And you bring in a stud quarterback, which they haven't really had. I mean, you look at the quarterbacks they've had throughout their history, they've had some good ones, but never really a guy that you talk about in the upper echelon, a top 10. So I'm very interested to see what the kid brings, and it should be fun to watch this division this season to see if there are any surprises or any upsets.
Okay, one quick question before I pass it off to Eric here. How is it that you and your brother are Lions and Bears fans? Please explain that.
Like I said, for me, it was Calvin Johnson. And for my younger brother, to be honest, I don't know why he started cheering for the Bears, but that's kind of just how it happened. I mean, our household, everyone cheers for a different team. There's no unity. There's no family love of the same team. So
there's no family love.
No, not once football rolls around.
I respect that.
Yeah.
So now, I guess going back to your talk about the head coach, like, what are you expecting from the new head coach after a couple years of a bit of a disaster with Matt Patricia, who obviously formerly like defensive coach on my team, the Patriots, but what are you expecting out of the new coach, and what kind of system do you see him bringing to your Lions?
Well, if you ever watched Dan Campbell play, he was a former tight end for the Lions and primarily a blocking tight end. So I think that really shows his mentality again in that rough and tumble. I believe his direct quote was, "Bite your kneecaps off." You know, a tough old school football where it's about ball control. It's about clock management. Again, they're not going to be stretching the field too much. It's going to be gain 3 yards here, gain 4 yards there, and really try to ram the ball down your throat. So I think it's going to be probably not the most exciting football to watch game in, game out. But I think it will be a little more successful than a lot of people are giving the team credit for. And more than anything, I think he's just going to inject some personality, some fire into the team. Patricia never really showed a whole lot of that, in my opinion. You know, a very quiet guy, very reserved guy while talking to the press, whereas Campbell's, he's almost been mocked for the personality that he showed in talking with the press, which I think is a good thing. I think that's what you need from leadership, is to have that enthusiasm, that energy.
All right, I'll ask the question. What is your take on the Aaron Rodgers situation? And not only that, but now we've heard Davante Adams' long-term extension talks with the Packers have broken off. What do you think is going on there?
I think you're looking at a couple guys that realize they don't necessarily have a chance to win with that organization. And you've seen that with the Packers over the last couple seasons. They dominate their division and they'll make it to the playoffs. They'll be competitive in the playoffs, but they've fallen short quite a few times. And I think for Rodgers, he's looking at his legacy. I mean, he's seen these other, you know, generational quarterbacks win multiple championships. I think he wants to get his second. And then for Adams, I think he's just looking at where Rodgers is and kind of recognizing, hey, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't think he has a chance to win another one here, do I have a chance to win one here? And I know there's been a lot of speculation that he might end up going to Las Vegas and the Raiders because he played college ball with Derek Carr, and to kind of reunite them together, which would be interesting.
All right, so we gotta talk about the elephant in the room. So, as you know, the NFL has said that they will not be rescheduling any games in the upcoming season if there's a COVID-19 outbreak among unvaccinated players.
Yeah.
Now, not only will they not reschedule the games, but the teams that have the outbreaks will actually have to pay to make up the money that's lost, essentially, from the NFL. Do you see that being an issue for your Lions in the future, or do you think they're going to be able to get the locker room vaccinated and it should be all okay?
I haven't heard anything about players not wanting to get vaccinated on Detroit, so I don't think it'll be an issue for the Lions, but Murphy's Law says it's going to be an issue for someone down the road, right? If something can go wrong, it will go wrong. And there's been a lot of players and a few big name ones that have not said whether they're going to get vaccinated or not, which in my mind tells you that they're not. And with that being the situation, you would have to think that at some point there is going to be an outbreak. So, knock on wood, you hope there isn't, but it's definitely a pretty firm stance by the league, and me personally, I support that because you have to have that responsibility to the fans, to your endorsements, to the TV rights. Like, this is one of those things where one person's choice could have massive implications down the road.
Now, sticking with your Lions, like, if you're looking at the Detroit Lions schedule as it stands right now, what is your expectation for this team for the record? But also, like, is there one game on their current schedule that you're, like, circling, like, I have to watch this even if something else is on my agenda that day?
In terms of, you know, a game that you have to watch, the first one that jumps to mind is the game against the Rams. It, unfortunately, it's in LA, so it's not Stafford coming back, but it's Goff going back. It's the quarterbacks that were traded for each other playing against each other October 24th. That's definitely the game, in my opinion, that if you're a Lions fan, you have to check out. In terms of overall record, they've got a pretty tough schedule. They play not only some very good teams, but some teams that are kind of on the up and up. So I would say probably finish somewhere around 4 wins, hopefully. It's going to be an ugly season, no two ways about it. But like I said, I think they have the potential to be a little bit better than people give them credit for.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here today, Ben. We loved being able to talk football, the Lions, and just overall, just get excited about training camp. It's here. We're finally here, guys. We made it.
Thanks for having me on. It's like you said, it's always fun to talk some football.
That was Ben, who is our Lions super fan, stopping in, giving us the down low on what's going on with the Lions, the NFC North, and the NFL in general. Thank you again for joining us here at the All Football Cast. I am, of course, Lita McLeod.
I'm the Fox.
I'm Mac Daddy.
And we'll see you next time. Well, you'll hear us next time, actually.